USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Pentagon says a Taliban failure may have led to the deadly terrorist attack. 13 troops died and 18 were wounded in an ISIS-K terrorist attack yesterday near the Kabul airport. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby was pressed on how the bombers got past Taliban checkpoints and if they may have been complicit.
Actually, I didn't hear General McKenzie put it that way, Jen. In fact, I think in one of the questions he got, and I think it was Idris's, you know, he said, Idris asked, was there a failure? And the general said, of course, there was a failure somewhere, obviously. And he even alluded to the fact that it could have been at a Taliban checkpoint. So we've not been certain about that.
Tropical storm Ida is expected to make landfall along the northern Gulf Coast this weekend, affecting parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida. USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Vaccinated or not, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is making announcements regarding new mask mandates. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, Wendy King has the details.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is requiring all educators from kindergarten through college to get a COVID-19 vaccine, along with higher education students and all healthcare workers in the state.
Unfortunately, our current vaccination levels are not enough to blunt the ferocity of the Delta variant hospitalization surges in some regions.
He also imposed a statewide indoor mask mandate for anyone over the age of 2.
Governor Pritzker raising a lot of eyebrows last year during the pandemic when, over the Thanksgiving holiday, his family traveled to their Florida home when there was a stay-at-home order in effect in Illinois. More news online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
President Biden says the United States will continue to evacuate people out of Afghanistan following the deaths of 13 American service members in the ISIS-K suicide bombings. Biden saying there is no evidence the Taliban, now in control of Afghanistan, is working with ISIS-K. Regarding who exactly ISIS-K is, Jim Hansen is the president at the Security Studies Group. He tells Fox News,
ISIS-K is a bunch of Taliban guys who thought that the Taliban wasn't savage and barbaric enough for them. So they split off and formed their own group. And I guess if they got in control, rather than just shooting women in the back of the head at the soccer stadium, they might do live beheadings on pay-per-view. They're obviously a menace, and I think we need to go ahead and consider them, you know, the prime threat to U.S. troops on the ground right now. But remember one thing. Joe Biden made a deal with the Taliban to provide security for all of us around that airport. So whoever those ISIS-K suicide bombers who got in today, they had to pass through some Taliban checkpoints to get where they're going. So I don't think the Taliban gets a walk on this. There's blood on their hands as well.
The New Orleans Saints' final preseason game is being moved up Saturday due to the impact of Tropical Storm Ida. The team now will play the Arizona Cardinals at noon Central Time on Saturday. It was originally set to start at 7 p.m. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.